I'm here with Chandra Martinez. She is the managing editor of The Lakeshore, which is an online publication that specializes in showcasing people and organizations making a positive difference along the lakeshore. One positive difference is the Big Read Lakeshore.
The Little Read Lakeshore, which started off as a children's book, began in 2017, and it's just really kind of gained from there. And last year, more than 12,000 people participated. I mean, that's amazing. And they work with the schools, and so they have a Little Read program for fifth graders and younger, and then they have a Big Read program or a book that's for sixth graders and older and adults. This is being organized by Hope College. It's a really great community building event. Kicks off October 25th and it runs to November 20th. And there's a ton of events that are connected to this. There's even a workshop on making clay in an indigenous way, clay pottery. We have a story that explains all this and you can check it out and look at all the events and put them on your calendar. It's a great way to spend some time this fall.
We talk about big things and little things. Let's talk about some old things and some new things and some cool things.
I don't think people realize in just a short distance away, they can visit the Gemmons Ace Hardware in Hudsonville. Named by Ace Hardware, is one of only two stores around the whole world as the coolest among their chain. And that's more than 5,000 Ace Hardware locations around the world. Jeremy got a chance to talk to Andrew Gemmon about what made his store so special. And it really is that personal touch. It's a third generation retailer. His wife's part of it. His two sons are part of running the store.
Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity is raising money. They're not just building a house, are they?
They're building a neighborhood. This is just amazing. Andrea Goodall has been covering this issue. Habitat is creating this, a mix of affordable housing and a mix of kind of what the market price is. Some housing will be set aside for people who qualify for it, and others will be available for people at market rate. That's what you want in a neighborhood. You want a diversity in socioeconomic status. I mean, look at the Capon House. It's it's surrounded by, you know, a few doors down, you'll find a settler's house, where people... Definitely a whole different socioeconomic variety.
And that's one kind of diversity. Socioeconomic, there's a diversity of diversities, I guess you could say. Ottawa County's got a forum coming up.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. This is the sixth annual forum. Every year they take a different approach to looking at the issue of diversity. They've got some great speakers. This year the forum's going to feature Darnell Blackburn, who will talk about public safety, what public safety means, and how we can recognize the elements of social safety. The deadline to register is October 15th. The fee is only $25 and the platform is virtual. So you can enjoy this day-long forum from 8:15 to 4:15, wherever you might be. With this diversity forum, the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department is playing a big role in it. You'll see Sheriff Kepner and Undersheriff Weiss giving presentations.
So they're going to be working with some nonprofit executives. What kind of leadership training is that?
Patrick Sisler, the executive director of Lakeshore Nonprofits Alliance in Holland, joined forces with Roger Price, founder and managing partner of the Zealand-based Leading by Design. Roger's experience is really providing high-level training for executives in the private sector. They're creating more affordable training for executives in nonprofits. It's a 12-month immersive management program, and it's going to really help executives of nonprofits just hone their leadership skills.
And leadership training is a great way for people to develop legacies, not just institutional legacies, but by training the folks who hopefully follow in their footsteps and make these groups robust over the long term.
Exactly. What would Holland and Ottawa County be, or even West Michigan be, without our nonprofits?
When I saw this name on your list, I was like, wow, Peter Secchia.
As part of his legacy, he's giving another gift to Grand Rapids Community College. The community college was really close to Peter. Over the years, he and his family have given a ton of gifts for that are related to the Culinary Institute. And I think he would really enjoy this, that they're going to take a patio and turn it into a piazza. He was super proud of his Italian heritage. He served as an ambassador to Italy earlier in his career. I remember when he was doing that, one of my friends went to Italy to cover him for the Grand Rapids Press.
There are some good things to do in October here in Holland. People are trying to figure out if they're trick-or-treating on Saturday the 30th or Sunday the 31st. The city has not set trick-or-treat hours, but there are some other things to do.
One is, if you want to go see the Holland Symphony, they are having their concert on Saturday at 7:30. You can still get tickets. They're $22 for adults, and they're a really good deal at $5 for students, whether from kindergarten through college. You do need to wear a mask. Their guest artist is Jack Unzicker. He'll be on double bass.
This is at Hope College's Jack H. Miller Center, which has exceptional acoustics.
Amazing. You know, I have to say, I was in there for their last concert, and I was blown away. It transported me.
You've got something going on in Grand Haven to tell us about, and I'm not familiar with this event.
It's the first ever event of its kind in downtown Grand Haven. It will feature food trucks, live music, and a maker's market. I mean, it seems like the perfect combination of fun and learning. And you have all afternoon and into the early evening. It runs from Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. If you're looking for more ideas, check out Sally Lakaitis' monthly column, October Along the Lakeshore, Pumpkin Fest, Fall Colors, Festivals, Parades, and more.
They can visit you at thelakeshorewm.com. But if they want to reach out and talk to you directly,
send me an email at chandra@thelakeshorewm.com. I'd love to hear from you. We are always looking for people to share their shore stories. You can also sign up for our free newsletter that comes out Tuesday morning.
Thanks so much for spending time with me today. We'll talk to you in 1 week about all the good things on the lakeshore.
Thanks, Peg.